Hi, this is David Baker, director of American Wine Story, and we'd love for you to go to AmericanWineStory.com and sign up for updates on when our film will be available, hitting video on demand and theaters this summer and in the fall.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.
Welcome to Wine and Dine.
Part of what always attracts me to particular conversations with people in the wine industry is that so many have reinvented their life. They come from other careers and decide that they had enough of that rat race and they want to get in the wine industry. Well, today we're going to learn of a documentary called American Wine Story. It is produced by Three Crows Production. The director is David Baker, and he's out of Corvallis, Oregon. And I want to give you a little bit of a synopsis on American Wine Story, and then we will meet David Baker. After an upstart winemaker's untimely death, his sister steps in to try to save his fledgling winery for his 8-year-old son. American Wine Story blends that specific story with other tales of risk and reinvention for those who are born again into the wine industry. David Baker, thank you so very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
So you've already screened this film a couple of times, or can you give us some background? You're trying to get national distribution on this. How can people see this as soon as possible?
Well, yes, that's right. We did have a premiere at the Newport Beach Film Festival that went really well. We had three screenings there that were filled, and there was a lot of energy behind it. And we are in the process of deciding a distribution path and have some interest from some companies. And hopefully it'll be available very wide in the October timeframe, so folks can go online. And then in the interim, we have some festival screenings and food and wine festivals that the film will be shown at. So folks can go to our website and sign up to get notification of where and when they can see the film.
Okay, and that website would be threecrowsproductions.com?
They can get there from that or just thewinemovie.com, okay. A handy shortcut.
I'm surprised that URL was available, thewinemovie.com.
Yep, we grabbed that early, and actually we've been working on this for about 5 years, so it's been a long process, and that was one of the first things that we did without really knowing where it would lead.
David, I understand that this is your directorial debut with this story, American Wine Story, but you've written several award-winning screenplays and fiction. So is that kind of your day job then? If you say you've been working on American Wine Story for 5 years, is that what's been sustaining you through this evolution, this growth with this particular documentary?
Well, I definitely have a background as a writer, and I do marketing and communications work. I also have a video production business, so I think documentary filmmaking is kind of like what you hear about winemaking, is that the best way to make a small fortune in the wine business is to start with a large fortune.
Yeah.
It's very similar, and there are some parallels between making a documentary film, because it's something that takes years. When you plant a vineyard, you're not going to see any revenue from wines produced in that vineyard for 7-8 years. So it's kind of the same, or similar thing in documentary filmmaking.
Where did you come up with the name Three Crows Productions? You looking out your window, there are always three crows out there. How did you come up with that name?
You know, I think we're based in Oregon, and in the rainy winter time, you always hear, the only thing you hear in the woods when you're out there is, our crows calling to each other. And we started off with three partners. Now we have four in the business.
Okay.
And it's sort of a collective of filmmakers based in this little corner of Oregon, kind of devoted to, making passion projects. So,
okay, that makes sense. It makes total sense. So your idea with this American Wine Story, it was kind of a work in progress, or the idea wasn't really firm from the beginning what you wanted to do, right?
Yes. This being our first film, it's a learning process. So I had lunch with Truan Pence about 5 years ago, who's one of the cinematographers and co-producer on the project. And we had done some shorter pieces and some commercial work. Truan is a fantastic broadcast commercial director. But we wanted to do a documentary, and we're casting around for ideas, something that could be anchored locally in the Willamette Valley where we live. And there are so many gorgeous wineries that we knew that the wine industry, you know, vineyards, like people, love beautiful vistas. So we knew it was very cinematic. So finding a theme to connect an entire feature film around took us a couple of years. And we had it in our heads that, you know, wine as a sort of a midlife crisis industry, if you will, where folks come from another walk of life and then decide that they want to get into winemaking somehow or into the wine business. That theme was there from the beginning, but it really took us a while to find the stories to build around that.
I hear that with so many people that I interview, but I've never come across the family that is behind this idea of a sister coming on board or a family member coming on board and rescuing the winery for the deceased children. And that's a real tearjerker.
Yeah, that is. And it's an amazing story. Janie Brooks Hoik, who's the sister in that story, is really an inspirational person. And actually, in our first foray, as we were starting this project years ago, we drove up to Walla Walla and started interviewing people and doing pre-interviews. And we heard somebody say, well, you should probably do this story because it's a great one. And we'd heard that so early and so often in our research that we just assumed that somebody had told that story.
Wow.
But 2 years into the process, or 2.5 years into the process, I decided to reach out to Janie and talk to her a little bit. And she was a little guarded, I think, up front, because this is her family story and it's a very personal one. But she kind of took a chance on sharing it with us. Hoping that we would both, you know, do a fair and honest job and do justice to the story. And fortunately, she's become sort of a big supporter of the project after she saw an early screener of it and really feels that it tells her family story well. So we're pleased that she was willing
behind
to trust
it.
Us with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was on their website, brookswine.com, and reading about it. I'm curious, because the young man that died and was kind of the basis of the jumping off point for the Brooks family, did the family, he's described as very bohemian, almost vagabond. Did the Brooks family have money? It takes a lot of money to start up a winery.
Well, yeah, you know, I think, you know, there probably were resources in the family. I mean, I know that his father was a doctor, and he did go to a private school, but they weren't, you know, necessarily wealthy. And you hear stories a lot of times where families get into a wine business, or a successful person might, and it's more of a, you know, you might call it a vanity winery. But for Jimmy Brooks, he was really, he was a philosophy major. And actually, one of the things that rankled Janie early on was that her brother went to a private school, where Janie went to a public school to save her parents' money for a university. And Jimmy got a degree in philosophy, and she always thought, being a business person and an accounting major, that was a little, you know, it's kind of a bohemian thing to do. So, you know, Jimmy didn't have a lot of money, and he started to build his winery and his brand really on his own. And because of the fact that he was a philosophy major and he took off after college and went to Europe and worked odd jobs, including in a vineyard in France, where he found his passion, I don't think anybody in their family suspected that he would amount to much. But the interesting thing was that he became really sort of a young rock star winemaker without going to school for it, without training for it, just on his own intuition. And he was working for other wineries and building his brand, his winery on the side, one step at a time.
Wow. Well, the sister, Janie, I mean, it was perfect, her background, to come in and rescue. I mean, the finance is what I think a lot of people fall short on, is not having finance background in place.
Yeah, they make a great team. He's the artist and created this very specific style of wine, which was not necessarily popular. He was also an early pioneer of biodynamics, which isn't sort of a lucrative thing to get into. So they're a perfect team, and I think part of the heartbreak of the story is that they only really or she only really realized and discovered that after he passed away, because she had no idea what he was doing in wine at the time of his death.
Wow. Well, I can't wait till this is in some format that people, not just people in the press, but consumers can watch your documentary. And we will have links up for people to learn more. TheWineMovie.com, and they'll be able to get uplinks, right?
Yep, they can sign up for updates, and we'll keep them posted along the way and hopefully get this great inspirational story out in front of as many people as we can.
Whoa. David Baker, director of American Wine Story of Three Crows Productions in Corvallis, Oregon. We thank you so very much for your time this week on Wine and Dine.
Thank you very much. It's been fun.
You've got to see this.
You're listening to iWine Radio.
Hi there. My name is Catherine Cole. Thanks so much for listening to this show. I'm the wine columnist for the Oregonian newspaper out in Portland, Oregon, food capital of the USA. Please check out my incredibly innovative and exciting new book. It's called Complete Wine Selector, How to Choose the Right Wine Every Time. And please check out my website for more information. I'm at CatherineCole.com. Cheers.
Hi, this is Harry Peterson Nedry from Shehalem in Oregon's Willamette Valley. Please keep listening to Lynn at Wine and Dine, and also contact us at shehalemwines.com.